Hello. This is a very basic talk for people who know Coccinelle. Who knows Coccinelle in this room?
No.
Who uses Coccinelle in this room? Can we do something about? All right. Good. Nice. So. Coccinelle, for the few who don't know, is an engine for matching and patching C code, and it has an own AST, a parser in the first place, an AST which is being built upon this, so it has a notion of C and to a good extent C++, and it allows first to match the entities of the C language and then to enact changes, so what is being called semantic patching or patching on those entities, and it matches and patches control flow as well. So it's pretty powerful and it's very easy, has a very easy notation to use. Yes, Coccinelle originated around 20 years ago as research to support. Originated as research to support the Linux kernel, besides bugs which are being originating from bad coding patterns. Let's say when there are situations which you can spot more or less with some pattern in the code, Coccinelle is there. Coccinelle, so Ladybug, is there for you. In the kernel nowadays, there are I think around 70 or so resident Coccinelle patches, which run with when you trigger make Cocci check. So these are like static checks, it's a static analyzer functionality of Coccinelle. So it's not much. Or let's say you also can get hints on how to code change your code accordingly. But many more patches are being used by module maintainers in order to update drivers or custom modules once new versions of Linux comes out. Who am I? I work in HPC, high performance computing. I don't work on the kernel. My interest is usually in helping scientists getting their code faster, either by helping them giving a technique or a library, or maybe doing it myself. And the code patterns which are of my interest are around the APIs, so the programming interfaces of libraries or notations which are called OpenMP or OpenACC or some others. Focus is to support the porting of old codes to GPUs, because it's not trivial for codes which are large, exist since many years, and then maybe don't have funding for rewriting them from scratch. So porting can be useful. We wish to be a viable solution for some of those. And I'm also interested into C++ related refactoring on changes with Coccinelle, which were not in the first focus of Coccinelle as it was being conceived for C. I think in an age of pollution in the physical sense and in many other senses, also bloat and craft of all sorts present in the code can be worth being removed, cleaned up somehow, at least detected, maybe with Coccinelle. So these are things which are of my interest, which are a bit different if you see from what is of interest to the, maybe probably to the kernel community. And my interest is also to speak about this, to diffuse this knowledge in the HPC community, and if there is something good for Coccinelle also in the kernel community. Who knows Compiler Explorer? More than half of the room knows Compiler Explorer. We use Compiler Explorer to view snippets of, or to write snippets of code, of compilable code, and to get assembly code in output without having to have those different compilers which we can select here on our computer, or those different machines which, or platforms, or the targets at least, supported. And we can do this on many programming languages which we can select here. So this is a website, just for the ones who don't know it. Godbolt.org is the website. And it's a useful tool for for programming, for checking programming program snips in different, yeah, with different compilers, different languages. Good. So Compiler Explorer has been written in TypeScript by Matt Godbolt. It's a useful learning tool for doing trainings in C++, for instance, for showing snips to other people, like, hey, I did this, and you can share a snippet that you did. You can show bugs to other people that you found in the compilation of programs. And it's also open to new compilers and new languages, so the authors of Compiler Explorers accept contributions. So I thought, maybe we can contribute, we can give access to Coccinelle here as well, somehow. So